Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I don't want to reset this entire thing because we got a lot of kids listening and maybe it's not appropriate. I just need answers.
Oh, okay.
We're back.
All right. No, we are, but we're not. And you're going to have to listen to yesterday's podcast to know exactly what I'm going to ask Jackson here, but I want you to keep it very vague. Did you practice the technique yesterday and was it effective?
The Weiss technique is indeed effective.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
What?
That's a game changer in the entire world.
It really is,
for
though.
Men.
I mean, I was as shocked as you. I'm still kind of working out the kinks a little bit, but
literally.
But for all intents and purposes, it's working.
Okay,
I got another question. This button you speak of.
I said, let's be really careful.
I am.
All right.
This ain't my first rodeo. Does the area rhyme where it is rhyme with ain't?
No, it's in front of that, towards the front of your body.
The man's got the man.
I can't find
it. Did you try to typical man?
I was searching for a fat man. I think it's a little different to find the button.
Everybody is different.
Yeah, I was pushing and pushing, but I wasn't finding it.
I found out yesterday that with 99% of guys, I'm just going to say this. There's a bit of a dribble problem. And for women, you guys probably didn't know this, but you might be tired of watching your man walk around the house with a little wet stain going on there, and you can't figure out why. And I was the only one in here yesterday that said, I don't have this problem. So when I went to the restroom a couple of times, I tried to figure out why I'm the anomaly, and I figured out why. I have been using a technique I didn't know when I saw. It must have been a problem for me at some point in my life, and I started this technique. It's a little bit of a press thing. You're going to have to go online and listen to yesterday's show. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason. I have zero problem in this area. So I came back, and I reported it. Jackson came back. It wasn't entirely effective the first time, and I said, you know what, you go home and you practice.
Practice makes perfect.
And I literally, when I got here this morning, I'm like, I got to go to Jackson to see what, I went back there and you weren't there. I was so disappointed.
Looking for Jackson for this reason is hilarious.
Yeah, why not do it on air? It works. It really does. So you got to mess around with the pressure a little bit. You got to play around with the area. You know, it's a fine-tuned instrument down there, okay. So you gotta make it work.
I'm stunned. I genuinely thought you were capping yesterday, and you really did have this problem and didn't want to say it.
This is groundbreaking for men. If you guys are telling me 100% of men have this problem or 99.9, this technique is groundbreaking for men. Yeah. And I'm responsible for it.
This is true.
You got to trademark it, man.
Serious.
You should take this to Shark Tank. I think I'm going to have to call in my wife, Renee, for backup. She's going to have to find the
button.
That's something entirely different, man.
I love that we have my friend and mentor on hold for this next segment, and she got to hear all about you guys pushing your button.
I'm sorry.
Most dudes didn't even know there was a button to push till I told them yesterday.
You solved the world problem.
How
Kudos.
About that? All right, Kristen, where are we going here? Okay. Desperate times cause for desperate, desperate actions.
Yes.
And certainly Abby is desperate.
No. What I've heard, when I see a pattern, I'm like, I start dissecting the pattern and get to the why, and then I like to be a problem solver, okay? I actually, if there's a problem, instead of just watching it happen over and over again, I'm like, okay, let's get to the nuts and bolts of this and let's try to figure out.
Oh, we're back
okay.
to what we were
Time
talking
to
about yesterday.
Yep.
Let's get to the nuts and bolts of this and figure out the why. So Abby has come on and several times.
I'm still trying to get to the nuts and bolts.
Yeah. That's our mission. So Abby has come on, and it has happened more than once. It's happened numerous times that she will match on guys on dating apps, and then they go out. And it inevitably, the first question you ask is like, so what do you do for a living? Blah, blah, blah. And when it comes up that Abby works in radio, specifically morning radio, where we are a little more transparent and share more about ourselves, these guys freak out and go running for the hills, right? So I remember distinctly when I got my first morning radio gig, and this was almost 20 years ago in Raleigh, North Carolina, went out to my first appearance with said morning show, and my friend and mentor, Randy West, she was our PD at the time, she pulled my then boyfriend, Bart, aside and had like, she had a heart to Bart. And basically explained what it's going to be like dating a woman in radio. And I feel some of these dudes need to hear this and stop being scared about it and embrace it.
It takes a certain personality type, though, right? And Bart really has that. Like, but that he's like one of the greatest assist men of all time when it comes to radio.
He has it now. I don't think he had it in the very beginning. I think this conversation with Randy really like opened his eyes to what he was getting himself into that encouraged him to embrace it. So we have the one, the only, Randy West on the line. Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Hi, Randy.
Thanks for joining us. Again, she's been on before. She's no stranger to the Burt Show. So, Randy, I texted you yesterday, and I know you had a text conversation with Bart, too. So I just wanted you to kind of use this platform for Abby as a PSA to these dudes that this is not a bad thing that Abby works in morning radio and how they can embrace it.
Yeah, well, first of all, when I talked to Bart almost 20 years ago, he was like a deer in headlights. He was like, what is happening right now? But I will say that it is very difficult for women in media to date. I have been through this personally. And so all the guys ran for the hills with me too, Abby. So this is a very common thing, and Kristen's absolutely right. But the fact of the matter is, any guy listening out there who wants to date Abby, who matches on the dating apps, do not be afraid. However, know what you're signing up for. And I think that that is a really easy thing to make really transparent from the very beginning and say, you have to let Abby shine. Be Abby, be Abby, Abby share. If you're not signing up for that, need not apply. But to also set some boundaries in the relationship too, right? So like when I laid it out for Bart, I said, if you're not all in, you're not all in. But just know, even when it's uncomfortable, you're going to have to let her share, and you're going to have to let Abby share. So I think maybe Abby just hasn't found the right guy, but all the guys listening who want to date Abby, if you think you're up for this and you want to let her shine, this is your opportunity.
So I got an interesting question here, because you would think, I mean, back in the day, when we're talking about 20 years ago, when you started dating Bart, there really wasn't this oversharing culture that we're in now.
Oh, no. The showground was like this 20 years ago.
Yes, on your show and the radio. But there wasn't like Facebook wasn't like people narking on each other online all the time. You know what I'm saying? So you would almost think one of two things is going to happen now in this new culture of oversharing. Either I'm going to, I already know it. I've been through my entire life. I'm 28 years old. I've been watching people talk about their personal lives and their problems my entire life. Or same thing, and I just don't want that on the radio.
I think there's some of that, but I also think maybe my personality is just a turnoff. Like, because...
Do you have advice for that, Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan. What I was going to say is that this show requires you to be, like, the most unfiltered version of yourself, but also, like, an elevated version of yourself. So when they see a clip of me really swinging to the right in terms of a facet of my personality, I think it just can be very polarizing for people to where it's not necessarily that they're scared, although I'm sure maybe they are inside deep down.
I think that one guy was after he heard your political attack.
Yeah, he ran for the hills. I think it's just kind of, I don't know, seeing somebody in their most like raw form. And it's fair to say that within like the first couple weeks of dating somebody, that can be a big turnoff.
And adjustments, Randy, see if you agree with this. Adjustments are made as you go along. Like in my past relationships, man, you don't know what's acceptable to the person that has really fallen in love with you until you go on the radio and you go over the line. So it immediately adds to the stress, right, Randy?
Well, the boundaries are important and those will come as you start dating. But, you know, as I had this conversation with Bart, it was very early on that Kristen had started working for us. And I could already see the signs where, you know, there gets insecurities and jealousies. And there are things when you're in the public eye that are difficult for men to manage, especially when you're a woman. And look, I think that when Abby, the best thing is live your life out loud and find the person who will live their life out loud with you.
Oh, I love that.
Ooh, that's great.
That's just great general advice right then when it comes to dating.
This is why she's my mentor.
Yeah, Randy. Thank you, Randy. That's really great stuff. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks
and
for
Randy,
taking the time.
Thank you for having that conversation with Bart back in the day.
Well, of course. Yeah, I'm glad it all worked out.
I know.
Out for the best.
Here we are 20 years later. Who knew that?
It's the Birch.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
It turns out taking random shots of things that you don't know what it is not the greatest idea.
Vaccines or alcohol?
Alcohol.
Like, you're just walking into the doctor's office being like, dealer's choice.
Whatever in that syringe right there, I'll take it.
Which seems extremely silly in terms of, like, in a doctor's office, but alcohol, it should be just as silly when you think about it as well.
I'm not drinking anything unless I know what's in it, but I think that's coming from a woman's mentality.
I learned that lesson the hard way. And this was like one of those cherry on top moments for me, because my alcohol consumption in the last year of my life has been a focal point for me, because I truly think I always knew I would get to a point in my life where alcohol just doesn't do it for me anymore. And I've always listened to other people's journeys, Bert. I've listened to yours and the book that you always mention.
This Naked Mind.
And I remember you saying that the book changed your life as far as the way that you perceive drinking. But I also remember you saying you have to be at a point where you're willing to accept it and then it'll work for you. And every time I hear you, there's like this voice in my mind that's like, you should give that book a go. You should give that book a go. And then the other voice is like, but tequila.
You're not ready to receive the message yet. Yeah,
if you're reading, if you're reading the book with a good sipping tequila, you're not ready.
You're not ready. So it has been changing gradually for me. I thought of doing a dry January, but I know myself, and I feel like, you know, maybe if I don't pay any attention to it, and I can do a dry January if I just don't put any light on it. If I say to myself, I'm not drinking in the month of January, I know myself. It's going to become a whole thing. I'm going to always think about it. I'm going to find reasons to want to do it. But if I, it's almost like a mental thing. If my mind thinks that I can drink, I won't want to. But if my mind knows that I'm trying not to, I will.
Okay. So you're, it's the mindset of I'm choosing not to drink, not that I'm being forced not to drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. When we all went to Roomies the other night, were you tempted to have a drink when we were sitting at the bar and then we went to the table? Kristen had a glass of wine. Were you tempted at all?
No. And it's funny because I walked in and I realized in that moment that I can still be influenced, because when I walked in, my intentions were not to have a drink. Right. It's a Monday. I'm trying to learn from Abby and not drink during the week because I love that mindset. And so I was like, I'm not going to have a drink. But the moment I sat down, there was like this part of me that said, if y'all get a drink, then I'm gonna get one.
Well, to be fair, I went in 90% being like, I'm not drinking. But there was a little voice in the back of my head that even though I don't drink during the weekdays, I was like, if everyone drinks, I don't want to be that.
I was feeling the same thing, man.
But for me, like, the reason why I drink is it's a social thing for me. But like, if nobody else is drinking, I don't like to be that one person.
I tell you what, we sat down at that bar and I looked at all those liquors and I could hear like the Irish whiskey in its own accent telling me to come on and get some. The tequila in this accent was telling me, come on over here.
Exactly. Same exact thing. And then y'all both said, I'll have a water. And I was like, yeah, water. That's what we want, water. And, you know, at that moment, I was going back and forth, do I want to drink? But then when I got home, I was glad I didn't. When I woke up the next day, I was glad that I didn't. And I think that was the starting point for me is, as y'all know, as you get older, those hangovers get a lot worse.
And you realize, I think, too, maybe you're not at this point yet also, just one glass of alcohol jacks my sleep up, man. And it's so important for what we do. And I used to be able to do it. I used to say, no problem at all. In fact, it helps me go to sleep. Now, it keeps me up in the middle of the night.
Same exact thing. And the risk is just simply not worth the reward to me anymore. I mean, those hangovers, you can feel your body yelling at you, you're poisoning me, stop. This is why I'm reacting this way. And it just doesn't, it doesn't do it for me anymore. You know, that one or two drinks I would have at some point to feel as if I was loosening up or whatever it was, it's not the same. And so since I've come back from Thailand, I've done very well with my alcohol consumption. Like, I might have had a drink or two in all of that time.
Was it because you partied so hard in Thailand that you just came back and you just said, I just can't?
The first week, yes. Okay. I didn't want to see alcohol anymore. Yeah. But then it became consistent. It was like, why go back to that? You know, having a drink just because it's Friday, having a drink just because it's Saturday. I stopped doing that. So I felt like there was something that's probably going to have to happen to where it's going to be like, this is it. This is like, I want to read the book. I want to change my perspective of alcohol and really focus on that. And it happened. So I was going out with my guy and it was his birthday weekend. So it felt like, let's have a drink. Why not? That's what you do to celebrate his birthday. And at first I had two drinks, which normally I always get doubles, but I only got singles because I'm really trying this new thing. So we go to the W in Atlanta and we have a couple drinks and we were supposed to call it a night. That was supposed to be the end of it. But right as we're going home, he's like, let's make one more stop. What you think? One more stop. I'm like, it's your birthday, whatever.
Yeah.
So we pull into this spot. I've never been there before, not familiar with it, but it was cool. It's like a small bar and everybody's in there having a good time. We get to the bar and we're speaking and the bartender overhears us say it's his birthday. So she's like, oh, it's your birthday? So he's like, yeah. She's like, is it really your birthday? So he pulls out his ID. It's really my birthday. So she says, well, we have birthday shots for you. Do you want them? And everything in my feeling said, no, you don't want that. Why would you want that? He said, it's my birthday. Let's do it.
And it's free.
Dang it. That's the part that always gets me, right? So we take the shot. I didn't ask what it was. Even after we took it, I didn't ask what it was. At that point, I'm thinking it's a shot. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, and it's birthday boy's choice also. Like, whatever shot they want, you got to take.
Right.
You don't even think about it.
Don't even think about it. So I take the shot. And so at that point now, I've had two drinks, one shot. That is it. Normally, I would be six drinks in at this point. Some of them would have been doubles. I feel fine. I don't feel drunk at all. I get dropped off. I wake up in the morning and I am just so sick. I feel like I have alcohol poisoning. It's that bad. I can't hold anything down. I'm going to the bathroom every 20 minutes, and I thought the hangover was going to stop because I figured it'll be a few hours. That was 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Literally 2 days. That entire day, I could not eat anything. I did not have an appetite. So I went a whole day without eating, woke up the next day and felt a little better, but just as bad.
Are you sure correlation is causation? That it was the alcohol that did this and it wasn't something else?
That's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? But so for me, it was like, if I didn't take that mystery shot, would I feel that way?
Look at me trying to be like, it wasn't the alcohol.
Keep drinking. Don't be a quitter.
It had to be something else.
You know, food's going around.
Yes. Norovirus is going around.
Also true, which I thought it could have been that, but it wasn't because they would have lasted longer. So at the point when I started to become okay the next day, it just was like, Mo, for what?
Yeah.
Like, what was the point of that? Was that really worth it? And in that moment, I realized that I'm really done with the way that I use alcohol.
Do you think it's possible that it was maybe laced with something, like maybe a bartender slipped something in there?
It's possible, right? Because I've been drugged before. And when that happened, I knew that I shouldn't feel like this off of what I've done. So anything is possible, right? But a part of me trying to now limit those possibilities is not drinking like I used to.
I feel like nobody ever takes guys seriously when they say that they had something that slipped into their drink. That's usually something that if a woman says, you buy it. I've had it happen twice, once down by Georgia Tech and once in Nashville. And when you tell people that, they're like, man, you just had too much to drink. And I'm like, nah, I'm telling you, I only had two drinks.
But you said you felt this the next day. If you had something slipped in your drink, you would have felt it that night.
Unless you passed out.
Unless you
just slept.
Yeah, that's the thing. I went right home and went to sleep.
Mm. Yeah, my dad just got drugged on vacation in Aruba at like a nice resort too. So like to your point, it can happen anywhere. And it's funny because like when girls go to college, they're always like, watch out for Pike. They're going to drug your drink. You go to Pike, nothing happens to you. But then you go to like a random bar in the Cayman Islands and somebody at a 5-star resort is trying to drug my 60-year-old dad.
Yeah, unbelievable. It can come from anywhere. But I feel like I'm really at that point. I'm ready. I'm ready to just have a different relationship with alcohol. I'm not going to never drink, but I'm not going to drink for no reason.
You should try the book, man. It's This Naked Mind, or do the audiobook on it also. It's super, super effective, and it sounds to me like you're there.
Yeah,
like when you're ready to really embrace it, that book will do it. But if you're not, it's just a waste of 250 pages, man.
I'm going to give it a shot. I think it's time.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
All right, so y'all know one of my favorite things in the world is hip-hop. And so I believe my goal here is to, one, have a little bit of fun with hip-hop, and two, prove how versatile hip-hop can actually be. So I have started a game series that I am going to call Hip-Hop vs. Random Things.
We need a more hip-hop intro.
This is the most
un-hippie-hop. It was. Un-hippie-hop is how hip-hop it's not.
This is hippie-hop. We ate some hip-hop.
Yeah, correct. Facts.
All right, so I'm going to start showing and showcasing hip-hop's versatility by proving that I can confuse y'all enough with hip-hop lyrics when it comes to determining if this is indeed a hip-hop lyric or just a quote from a fortune cookie.
Good luck, buddy. I think we all know that I come from the mean streets of San Diego. These were my anthems.
And I come from the mean streets of Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes, good luck.
And I also come from 929 East Pleasant Place out of a predominantly white suburb in Florida.
The odds are stacked against me.
Watch out.
Now, it seems like this would be easy. I'm starting y'all off light, okay? It should be easy to distinguish whether or not this is a hip-hop lyric or if this is a fortune cookie. But I think I've done a good enough job to actually confuse y'all.
Do we have to combine all our Caucasian powers in order to get one right? Or are you just going to ask us individually?
Do we need to put our fists together like Power Rangers? Like, pew, pew, pew.
I think Captain Planet would work better for y'all if y'all put y'all powers combined.
All right.
All right? Okay, so y'all are a team here.
Yes.
Okay, so is this lyric from hip-hop or a fortune cookie? The struggle is real, but so is the triumph. The hard-headed never learn.
I'm going to say hip-hop.
Oh, wow.
I feel hip-hop.
All three Caucasians are going with hip-hop.
You're going with hip-hop.
Yes.
Yo. You got it.
Yay! All right!
We so cool.
You got on the board. That is a Wu-Tang lyric.
Okay.
Second, time waits for no man. Can't turn back the hands. Learn to live with regrets.
I'm going to say fortune cookie.
It's giving fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie.
That is wrong.
Oh.
That is actually a Jay-Z lyric.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay, yep. Jay-Z.
From what song?
Early Jay-Z. That is from Live With Regrets. That's the name of the song. Success will come. Just wait and see. Patience and work will set you free.
Fortune cookie.
I'm going to go hip-hop.
We're not working
together.
Wait,
so how does this work?
Sorry. Team. Wait, okay. No. I'll just go with
y'all
got to
do the family feud thing.
Okay. I'm feeling cookie.
Cookie. Two cookies.
Two cookies.
We're going three
two
cookies.
Two cookies and a hop.
Majority rules.
Two. Majority rules.
Still.
That is right.
All right.
That is from a fortune cookie.
Hey.
All right, y'all got 2 out of 3. That's not bad. Y'all rolling.
We're being very hippie hop today.
Yep.
Your future is written, but the pen is in your hands.
Ooh.
That's got to be hip hop.
Okay, I'll go hip hop.
I feel hip hop in my bones.
That's solid, though. Well, we already got 2 saying hip hop, so I'll jump aboard.
Going hip hop. That is wrong.
I was
going to say fortune cookie. Yeah.
Yep. That's from a fortune cookie. Uh-huh. I threw that in there to confuse you.
That's nice.
It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Hip hop.
I guess I'm going the hippity hop.
Too much ink for a fortune cookie.
Hippity hop is the final answer.
Hippity hop.
That is correct.
Yay!
That is actually a J. Cole lyric. All right, dreams take flight when faith is strong. Keep on pushing. It won't be long.
Oh, I like that.
Well, because it rhymes, I feel like it's got to be a song. Mm-hmm. So I'm going hip-hop.
I'm going to go with Abby and say hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
That is wrong.
No! These fortune cookies are fire.
And I found one that rhymed, just to throw y'all off. See, Abby, it worked.
Yeah, China One really popped up with that one.
That was MC Confucius.
Okay, everything is everything. What is meant to be will be.
Couldn't you throw one out there like sipping on gin and juice?
Nope. Too easy.
Say it again.
Everything is everything. What is meant to be will be.
Hip-hop? I'm saying hip-hop.
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 Y'all got that one right.
Okay.
That's Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Even the sun goes down, heroes eventually die.
Hip-hop.
It's kind of giving cookie. No?
I'm saying hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
You going hip-hop?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is correct.
Uh-huh.
That's Andre 3000 from Outkast.
They were just nominated for the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I think they got in. They're not nominated. I think they got in.
They should.
No, they're just not. It's nominations.
Nominations.
They should get in. Greatness is not a destination, but a journey of perseverance.
That better be a fortune cookie.
Yeah, it's giving fortune cookie.
That is a fortune cookie.
Okay.
Okay, I got one more for y'all.
All right. And then I got a fact for you guys about wonton, fortune cookies that's upsetting me.
Okay.
Okay. An upsetting fact about fortune cookies.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I want to walk away with a win, so this is an important one. Your greatest strength comes from overcoming your hardest battles. Battle through.
Again with that?
Your greatest strength comes from overcoming your hardest battles. Battle through. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be this confusing.
I'm giving fortune cookie.
I'm thinking hip hop. You're the deciding factor.
I was going to go hip hop. Okay, right.
Going hip hop.
Hip hop.
You're leaving on a win. That is a hip hop lyric.
All right, so I just, for whatever reason, thought fortune cookies came from, like, I don't know, ancient China from back in the day, right? And these were from some kind of scrolls.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I did, yeah.
You never thought the ones that, like, fortune cookies may be just, like, a gimmick?
So Donald Lau was the primary writer of fortunes for Wonton Food, the world's largest fortune cookie manufacturer. He worked for Wonton Food since the 1980s. Then in 2016, he's like, I'm out of wisdom. And he gave it to somebody else.
Are you serious? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Dude, this interview with Wendy Williams feels dystopian. 2025 has some weird energy to it. I'm not going to lie. Mm. And this interview that TMZ did with Wendy Williams that is free to watch on Tubi is wild. She's currently in a facility that she cannot leave. In this interview, she said in the last 30 days, she's only been able to, like, get out and get fresh air twice. So they've conducted the interview where the reporter is, like, looking at a screen, and there's a camera on her, and she is facing out the window in a tall city high rise. So she doesn't know where to look. She's just looking out at the building, and the camera is just looking at her 5, 6, 7 stories up.
It's so bizarre, because there she is in the window on the phone conducting this interview, like Abby said, like, you know, however many stories up on this building. And I've never seen an interview like this before where she can't get visitors. So nobody can come and do an interview. She can't leave to do an interview. So the workaround was, I will stand in this window on the phone conducting this interview, and you ask me questions, and that's how you will get a visual on me.
I know nothing about this arena at all, but when you're taking somebody's freedom away, I'm assuming there are a bunch of professionals that took a look at her and said, okay, something's not right here. She definitely needs somebody to take care of everything. So who have those people been?
So right now she's under a conservatorship that she says she believes that it was triggered when her son took out a bunch of unauthorized funds from her bank. So, like, Wells Fargo was like, hey, something's up here. And a couple of years ago, she was really battling with an alcohol addiction. And so I think at the time, people thought they were doing the right thing for her because she was so just not in her right state of mind. But she was actually diagnosed with a type of dementia, which is supposed to get worse over time. But in this interview, she sounds very coherent. She's like, listen, I'm fine. She's sober now. And if you hear her talk about the conditions in the facility, she's like, it is depressing. I'm surrounded by nothing but 80 and 90 year olds who have no idea what's going on. And I'm fully in my right state of mind.
They call this the memory unit. I am part of the memory unit. A memory unit, in other words, what? Somebody who doesn't remember crap? Are you serious? This is my life. You know what I'm saying? The memory unit is suffocating. I mean, like, I eat lunch and dinner in my bedroom. I don't eat out there with the people that live here just because it's so damn depressing.
So she's now signed a legal document that will hopefully end her guardianship. Obviously, you have to jump through a bunch of hoops. There's so many legal proceedings. But even the interviewer from TMZ asked her about some things like pop culture, because obviously, like, Wendy Williams, she's very quick-witted. She's on her game. And he wanted to test how well she's keeping up with things and if she can remember what's going on in the real world.
Do you think Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to get married, and should they?
Honestly, I guess so, because they've been together for so long. Listen, to get married and get divorced, you know, I've done that twice in my life. There's nothing wrong with getting divorced. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Men are cheating pigs.
All men?
No, not all men, but usually in cheating, it's always a man who's cheating. You know what I'm saying? Although I did cheat while I was married. Just to see how that felt. I knew he was cheating. Sorry, not sorry.
You and Martha Stewart.
Well, I'm saying, and I cheated, by the way, and I cheated up. Like, if you're going to cheat, then cheat up.
That's as Wendy Williams as it gets.
Right.
Okay, that sounds like the same Wendy Williams we've known for 20 years.
That's what I was going to say. I did all of that reading about her, and it seemed as if she could not, like, comprehend, and she couldn't remember anything, like you said. But I didn't hear this interview yet, but I did hear the one she did about a month ago on a different radio station, and she completely sounded like Wendy Williams to me. It didn't sound like anything was wrong. She sounded like she was all the way there, so it's confusing to me.
So maybe it wasn't a dementia thing, and it was more a sobriety thing?
Yeah, that's really what I'm getting from all the research that I've done, is that she was really struggling. She had a problem with alcohol. And the Lifetime documentary, I think, kind of showed some of those struggles. But whatever's happened to her since she's been in this facility has really done her good, because she seems like she's right on her feet again.
So it's her son that sort of has facilitated all this thing. So has she not at any point at all pointed the finger at her son going, something doesn't feel right, even though this is my can?
She pointed the finger in this interview and she said, listen, I think because he got all of that money from my accounts just randomly and unauthorized, people thought that was me, but it's him. So I do think that's going to add to the evidence that she's going to be okay to get out and start living her life. But she says she just wants her freedom again.
So Sabrina E. Morrissey is Wendy Williams' court-appointed legal guardian. But it says, although her specific powers are not clear because a court sealed many of the related filings.
I didn't get the sense from how Wendy was describing her her estate planner that anybody was really conspiring against her. She's just like, listen, I ended up here and I need to get out because the system has failed me at this point. All right. Naya Rivera's son's father is revealing the last thing she said to her son before she drowned. I'll tell you what that is on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What's up, Boos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish, and that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun, and have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than mega sites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.